So we saw last week. We saw last week the sugyos in Shas that deal with waiting between Fleishiks and Ruchiks in both orders. So the wanted to try to do now was sort of to sum it up in terms of halacha maisa as an attempt A to know what to do, but B to sort of see the development of the halachic process and familiarize us with the Shulchan Aruch / Nosekelim on the Shulchan Aruch. So again, what I wanted you to do as a first step was, you know, figure out yourselves. If you now, which again is really the step that you have to go through when you finish a sugya, especially a sugya that directly relates to halacha, so if you want to know how we paskin, the first thing to do is to sort of anticipate what is the Shulchan Aruch going to say. It's not a guessing game what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say. It's a matter of putting together the whole sugya. Will the Shulchan Aruch always align with what you think, assuming that you've got it right? No, because there are other factors, but it's an important question to ask. If the Shulchan Aruch does not align with what I thought it should say, the question is, why not? Did I misunderstand something? Are there just other shittos and rishonim that I wasn't familiar with? What is it that was driving the Shulchan Aruch to write whatever it is that he wrote? So let's look first at the part which came first in the sugya here, which was gvina v'achar kach basar. Right. So if you have gvina v'achar kach basar, so I had cheese, and now I want to come and eat meat. What are the rules? We know you can't eat them mamish together. Beyond eating them actually together, based on what we did in the sugya, what should be the halacha? Yeah.
Can you go out and wash your hands and wash your mouth?
Washing your hands, washing your mouth. And you have to wait any specific amount of time?
Based off what I thought from the Gemara.
Well, based on the Gemara, it doesn't seem to. We have no mention anywhere in the sugya of having to wait a specific amount of time. So it would seem to be that for Gvina v'achar kach basar, what you need is, you said kinuach?
Yeah.
Kinuach.
Apeh.
And tilas yadayim. And no wait period. What about hadachah? Good. Do you also need hadachah?
Yeah.
Also need hadachah. Okay. You also need hadachah. Where does that issue come from? So that sort of depends on how you read the end of the Gemara, right? Earlier in the Gemara, when it came to Ilfa, there was no mention of hadachah. But by the end of the Gemara, it sounds like if the maskan of the Gemara, and it's a question of what the maskan of the Gemara is, right? That's what it should depend on. The way, in the end of the Gemara, you should just hold up, right? The end of the Gemara says there's no machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. They both agree to the same thing, but we weren't sure what that same thing was. Rashi and Tosos learned that they both agree that you need tarvayu. You need kinuach and hadacha. So if we would paskin like the way that Rashi and Tosos understood, then for sure, hadacha is going to have to be added to the list. What's the difference between kinuach?
Where did you say that they're talking about kinuach also by this?
In the sugi over here?
Yeah.
That's a good question. What is the alternative?
After meal after this, after the waiting?
Right. So if it's talking about basar, we'll get to it. But if we're talking about basar ve'acharkach vina, so then we have to see if that works in with the rest of the sugya. The way that Rashi learned the sugya, right? Rashi said in Divrei Maskil, "In kinuach teh, l'ach shelecho basar achar gvina." Now, it doesn't mean that there can't obviously write that. Well, that's obviously right in Rashi for sure. I mean, Rashi is correct. That doesn't mean you can't have a sheet that disagrees. But that's why we learned the Gemara in that way. And that seems to be the way that most of the Rishonim understood. Why is that? It's probably in light of the later Gemara, where the Gemara seems to say by Marukha that there's some sort of period of Hamtana. But let's just try to grab one piece at a time. So if you learn the Maskana of the Gemara as being that you need both of them, the Basil and Mishan, both of you, they need to know Hadafa, so then Hadafa should be added on as point four over here. If you learn like which sheet it was?
Zero.
Who? Zero. Who? No, there was a sheet that said that learned the end of the Gemara that it was either or. Who was that? Rashba?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was the Rashba. Thank you. Yeah, right. The Rashba learned that the Maskana of the Gemara is yes, they both agree. They both agree. But what they both agree to is that you need one or the other. One or the other, so maybe Hadafa should still be on the list, but it's a like 1A/1B. But these should be the 4 points that emerge in terms of what the halacha is. So now if we flip to the Shulchan Aruch, I know it's not the order, so maybe you guys didn't finish seeing it yet. I just preferred to do it in the order of the Gemara.
Is this copies of it?
The Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, I have one too. Can you feel it? So the simon that we're dealing with is simon peikes. So again, just to review, the part in the middle is the Shulchan Aruch. That's the halacha as brought down by Rabbi Yosef Karo. And then the smaller Rashi letters where it says Haggah is the Ramah. That's what the Ramah adds in. Oftentimes, again, we're not looking at the tour this minute, but a lot of what they're going to say is based on what they commented in their larger Perushim on the tour, which for the Rabbi Yosef Karo, for the Shulchan Aruch is the Beis Yosef, and for the Ramah is the Darkei Moshe. The Nosei Kelim on the side of the page, if those are the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, they try to clarify issues. So you have the Shach, the Sifsei Kohen, who was on the outside of the page, and you have the Taz, the Turei Zahav, who's on the inside of the page. Again, they are trying to explain / answer questions on the Shulchan Aruch. On the, what you have on the flip side of the page, which you have on the next page, there are additional commentaries. There's the Bir HaGura, we'll see some of the Bir HaGura today, which was written by the Vilna Gaon. Usually, the Vilna Gaon is giving sources for the Dinim. Sometimes, but the Vilna Gaon, Kedarko Bakodesh, writes very, very tersely and succinctly, and often in Rashi Tevos, and sometimes just gives Mar Makomos, and you have to figure out, is he bringing Mar Makom as a Kasha, is he bringing Mar Makom as a Raya, is he just giving the source? So that's why it's very difficult Perush to learn. Sometimes he's more explicit than others. You have the Chidush of Rabbi Kiv Eger, at the same Rabbi Kiv Eger, in the Chidush of Kiv Eger on the Shas, the Gilyon HaShas on the side of the page of the Gemara, is the Chidushim of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And then the other commentary, which is often learned, is the Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva is a collection of Shilos and Tshuvos related to the things in the Shulchan Aruch, but other interesting questions that emerge. Maybe we'll do one of those as an example. But that's, again, that's just in terms of being familiar with the page. So Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pisrei Tshuva, he basically is Malakit. He puts together Shilos and Tshuvos that come up in the Achronim related to the Halacha. So like, let's say, you know, it's halacha. What?
Who is this?
The Pisrei Tshuva?
Yeah.
Who was he? His name was something, Tzadka, I think. I don't think
it's a real name.
I mean, he's known as the Pisrei Tshuva. It was written by Avram Tzvi Hirsch Eisenstadt.
That's the name?
I was saying,
why
did I
just put that name instead of
the... Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Okay, so we're in Sif Beis. We're going to get back to Sif Aleph, but in terms of the order of the Gemara, the Sugya really dealt first with Gevina, followed by Basar, now with Basar, followed by Gevina. So says Mechaber, everybody's got it? Sif Beis? It's probably in your packet on the third page.
Let's get it on.
We're going to come back to it. I want to go in order of the Gemara, so that's... I assume how your brains are working as well.
Page 3,
third page, in the middle of the page. Says the Mechaber. Achal gvina mutar le'echol acharav basar miyad. If you have cheese, you're allowed to eat meat afterwards immediately. So, right? That was what we said is point number three. Right? No waiting time. There's no waiting time in between the two. Ubilvad, provided, sheyayin yadav, shelo yeheshum davar mehagvina nidbak bohem. You have to look at your hands and make sure that your hands are clean. And there's nothing that is stuck to your hands. What's that based on?
The story
of Yitzchak Ben Misharshia, right? Oh, v'im hu balayla. And if it's at night, she'eino yachol la'ayino samhetav, you can't look at him clearly, tzarich l'rachtzom. Then you have to wash them.
That's based on the Yom HaLaila.
Right, that's exactly right. Coming exactly out of our sugya. If you look at the Shach, he does point this out here as well, right? The in test, Subavachi Ayyadav Kosar Ben Yerucham, Dehu Adin Balayla, Imeshlo Ner Yafe, and Sarach Natila. If it has to do with the Metzias, it has to do with there being light. So if it's nighttime, but you have lights, that should be good enough.
Like nowadays, obviously, if we're inside, light.
As long as you have light. If you're eating outdoors, then you'll have, and it's nighttime, then you have the same problem.
No, because there's still usually lights outside.
Okay, but it has to be good light. You know, it's not a zero custom of light. You have to be able to see. Okay, so that's the first point that the mechaber writes. What about if you're eating with silverware?
Did you say anything about washing it around?
Not yet. But we didn't finish the sip yet. Okay. What about if you use silverware?
L'chora, are we okay?
So, l'chora, it should be okay. And that's kind of how the later poskim, I guess when silver was more popular, seemed to write as well. That me'ikar adin. Maybe they had some, but I don't know that was the norm either. For us, it's more normal.
For sure, it's fine.
But again, it has to do. But again, if their silver wasn't as good, maybe they used silver part of the time, but they still touched it. So if you didn't touch anything, then the ora mi'ikra din is fine. Most people seem to assume it's still better to wash your hands. You may have touched something. You may have dripped down from the spoon
even
onto
during
even during the clothing. If you looked afterwards, then
you're... So if you looked at something on it, you should still wash it?
If you're 100% confident there's nothing, then you don't make her din have to wash it. If you're not confident, then you should.
It's so anxiety-inducing, so you should just wash it.
For some. If it's going to induce it, then just wash. This isn't a tilas yadayim that requires a bracha. This isn't a tilas yadayim that requires a clear. It's a tilas yadayim to make sure that your hands are clean. So if you're not sure that your hands are clean, so wash them.
So mayim mechonim is good enough.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mayim mechonim kind of washing. Okay. Continues the mechaber. V'tzarech lekaneach piv ulehadicho. So the Mechaber says, but we already had that there's no waiting period. We already had that you require Netilas Yadayim, washing of the hands. And now he seems to paskin like Rashi.
Yes.
Seems to paskin like Rashi that you need Kinuach HaPeh and you need Hadachas HaPeh. So you have, what are those things? So the Mechaber continues. V'hakinuach, and the cleaning out of the mouth, Husheyilos Pas, that you'll chew bread, v'yekanoach bo piv yafeh, and that will clean out your mouth well. V'chein mechol davar she'yirtzeh, and you can use not just pas, but everything else that you want. It seems to be, because I know this was bothering some of you, right? The transition of the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira says you can only use pas. And then the Gemara goes through all these details about that it has to be not too hard, but it can't be hot. And then the Gemara says, and help us that you can use anything. So it seems to be that the psak halacha there is that we don't pass like Rabbi Zeira, the details of Rabbi Zeira maybe, meaning Rabbi Zeira's details of what pass is going to be good, so that possibly remains. But what the Gemara is saying is that we don't pass like Rabbi Zeira, that's the only option. Anything that's too soft, flour, dates, or vegetables, then that is not going to, that's going to get too stuck. Now, look how he understands what the chanichayim, I'm not sure how you say it. Perush, makom lemailam yibeis habliya karov lashinayim. It seems to be he's learning that, and again, this is important for what's going on later on, because a lot of you guys are concerned with the metzius of washing it out and cleaning it out. It seems that he's saying that the part that we're really concerned about is the roof of your mouth in the back over where you swallow. That's not an easy place to get to.
Your tonsils?
I mean, your tonsils are there. I don't know that it refers to your tonsils, but that's in that area. In that area, which is food goes, touches there, but it's not an easy area to clean out. The only way to clean it out is basically to swallow something. You try sticking your finger back there.
Well, doesn't that have to do mainly the flavors like mixing?
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's true.
I mean, I'm asking because it seems from every time I've learned about the meat and milk, whether it's on kaolin or whatever it is. In the past,
from meat, from when it was meat, we were definitely concerned about flavor. Now the cheese sounds like cheese doesn't get as stuck, so maybe we're just concerned about little pieces that are left. But nothing. The point so far is nothing that the Mechaber says should surprise us so far.
Well, right? We are worried about flavors. I mean, we're just worried about it being back. I mean, that's why milk. You don't have any. There's no time because. Yeah, it's not as bad as meat. If there was cheese in your mouth,
if I had
a chunk of cheese in my mouth,
and
I ate some meat, that would be the problem. I'm mixing the meat and milk at that point.
Not the flavor. I'm mixing the mushrooms. Right. Okay. So when you're doing this, it seems that you're trying to get out any cheese that was actually stuck on the roof of your mouth, etc. Yeah.
Kiddush HaPeh, is that mitzvah tam?
That's what he says.
Yeah. I love you.
What?
Yeah,
Levin. Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
The answer is no.
No.
That doesn't seem to be pada. So it seems to be that it says some sort of cheese. That by eating something
inside your teeth, it's still going to be inside your teeth.
We're not worried about it being inside your teeth.
We were talking about it.
I thought according to Rashi, we are.
Again, we're going to move on. But that is, you guys are confusing. That is from when you have basar first. Here you have gvina first.
Well, what's the difference if it's going to be together? Isn't the whole issue that's achila, right? You don't want to eat together.
Right.
So if there's meat in your teeth and you have dairy with that meat, or you use dairy in your teeth and you have meat with the dairy.
We're not concerned. But chachamim, we're not concerned about dairy getting cut in your teeth. As long as you do kinuch and adach, it will all come out. That's the assumption of, again, we're moving backwards.
That's like they're saying that dairy does not get stuck in your teeth.
I guess. Weiter. Again, this goes back to we're rehashing discussions
so
from that.
Can you use anything, like fruit, anything that would...
But he says, anything that's not soft. Anything that's not soft. So you have to figure it out.
Vegetables
and flour are not good.
Those are considered soft.
Those are soft, and they don't clean well. Ve'achar kach, and then afterwards, yadiach piv b'mayim o b'yayin. Then you should use water or wine to wash out your mouth. Ba'med var mamur, and when is it said, v'basar behema v'chaya, v'alim ba'lech v'basar of achar gvina, ein otzarech lo kinoch lo netila. Interesting. He learns that the difference, again, based on what Tosfos was dealing with, right, was what's the difference between the ofu gvina and echolin ba'apikorin of igra, where it was a free-for-all, you don't require kinuach, versus when it comes to basar, that's the distinction. So the mechaber paskins that this is only going to be by basar, it's not going to be by of. However, the Ramah adds, v'yesh machmirin afilu bebasar achar gvina. And there are those that are machmir by basir after gvina v'chein nohagin. Shekosh agvina kosha enochin achare afilu basar of kemo begvina achar basar. V'yesh mekilin v'enim chos rachshi yasu kinduach v'adog desdai miyu tov lahachmir. So he throws in l'chora 2 points. He throws in l'chora 2 points over here, but it's not an easy Ramah to read. So he says, "V'yesh machmirin afilu bebasar achar gvina." What is this "V'yesh machmirin afilu bebasar achar gvina"? Were we talking about basar achar gvina?
Mordechai, right?
Yeah, that what?
That he would still wait, like because he found a piece of cheese in his mouth.
Right.
So he would still wait like.
So Ramah is saying that you would wait. The "Yesh machmirin" good. The "Yesh machmirin" is to wait. Is to wait by basar achar gvina like you would wait after gvina achar basar. So now we've added in, again, we'll see the details hopefully a little bit later, a time frame as well. V'chinoagin shekosh, but where, and this is our practice, but limited, shekosh agvina kasha, like we saw in the Darkei Moshe last week, ein ochlin acharea afilu basar of, kimo begvina achar basar. V'yesh bechilin, there are those that are mekil, v'ein limchos rakshayasu kinuach v'adokim yasadayim miyu tov l'hachmer. So the Ramah says you should be machmer on the gvina kasha, on the hard cheese, but there is no mention of the chumra of the hard cheese in the Shulchan Aruch, which means that l'chora, again I don't know halacha ma'isa for Sfardim, but l'chora for Sfardim there isn't this din of gvina kasha. Is it similar to the reasons that we have by Boston? I mean, why are you waiting by the hard cheese? Because it has a sharp taste. And they're just going to become included under the same category of basar, because by basar we are concerned about taste. So the hard cheese, well then the taste is going to, it's a sharper taste.
Why is that having to do with the hardness of the cheese? It means sharp or hard?
It means sharp.
So even
it's
if
called
you have
hard
the
cheese.
Cheese.
So called an aged cheese.
If you have blue cheese, cream cheese, whatever, you know, like whatever, then
right.
That would be considered.
Right. So let's see what is gvina kasha. What does gvina kasha mean? So the Shach writes in Tesvav, Shekosha gvina kasha uminastam imhi yishana shisha chadoshim chashiva kasha. And we assume that cheese that has been aged for 6 months is considered to be gvina kasha. And again, with gvina kasha. You do not have the same right to be able to move on right away after kinuach and adacha, but it's too similar to meat, where the taste presumably is what we're talking about. We'll have to get to how that works with Rashi and the Rambam later. Again, there are a lot of interconnected pieces, and the order is a little bit difficult to figure out what's the easiest way to do it. But that seems to be the halacha. One second. Mm-hmm. Now, just one last important point. If you look at Yud Zayin in the Shach, right, the Ramah, when he says Miu Tov L'Hachmir, what is that going on? Is the Tov L'Hachmir going on all cheese, like what the Mordechai said, or is it going on the Gevina Kasha? So the Miu Tov L'Hachmir, Marshal Sham Karataga Machmirim, yelled and screamed at those that are machmir on everything, shehu kimo minus. It's like heresy. V'amar davka ma'aram shem v'mishlo yad v'machas yechmir v'mishlo ba yod takolo yachlo hachmir. So that's what we saw a little bit last time, was that this chumra of the Maharam, the chumra of the Maharam in Rutenberg, was a personal chumra, because if something that happened to him, a personal chumra is appropriate. But to say that it's a chumra which is going to be something which everybody should do, that's not going to be permitted. Good? Yeah.
I don't understand the Ramah's last statement from Yeshua Mekili.
That there are those that are makil on gvina kasha.
Ve'en limchos means we
don't yell and scream about them.
Don't protest.
Yeah, I mean, don't get up and yell.
It's not you. Basically,
no, he's saying that you should do it, but somebody who doesn't know. Ramah is saying we Ashkenazim should be machmir by gvina kasha, and that is the accepted halacha for Ashkenazim. That we treat aged cheese the same way. We treat meat in terms of how long we have to wait after. Okay. But the Ramah is saying that somebody who is mekel on it, you shouldn't get up there and start screaming at him, "You're a guy."
Says Rakshi has meaning as long as he.
Yeah, if they don't do kinuach and adacha, then obviously it's a problem.
They should scream, "You're a guy."
I guess
also, when the Shulchan Aruch says last line, "Of acher gvina," "Baser of acher gvina," "Ena serach lo kinuach lo netila."
Yeah,
when it says below netila, he's saying. Hadacha and Tzitzadayim? I assume, right? Why would it only Hadacha be required? It's not that he doesn't mention it.
Correct. He seems to be he seems to be using the language of Igra. He seems to be using the language of Igra.
Do you know the story behind the Igra thing? Is it just because it's Dirvana? And it's like, we're not going to be Gozer, Dirvana, Dirvana?
Yeah.
Is this whole thing with Igra, was this far that we don't want to be Gozer, Dirvana, like, Dirvana, Dirvana or something?
Maybe. We're and it doesn't get stuck. So the
meaning if it doesn't get stuck, then why is it any different?
Meaning the oaf isn't as strong, so maybe.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe. Good? Yeah. Oh. Here, in terms of, so again, there are a few points when it comes to halach lemaisa, when it comes to the hard cheese. Which cheeses are exactly included is not easy to figure out. But there is a kula that exists of that it does not apply to melted cheese. It does not apply to melted cheese. So if you take, let's say, a Parmesan cheese that was aged for a year or something like that, where most people would assume that is Gvina, that is aged cheese. If it's been like melted on top of a pizza or a lasagna or something like that, that it loses loses its characteristic, which made us be machmir for it. So that's a potential kula. Which exists, yeah.
I've heard different things about that. You know the one with like, you know, like flakes of Parmesan cheese? Like,
yeah.
Kind of, not that pizza stores, do you have to wait 6 hours?
So that seems to be a machlokas as well, where you're not really biting into it, it's just kind of just grated. There seem to be opinions in either direction, in both directions.
What does the rub say?
I'm not sure. If you put it on pizza, if you put it on pizza and it melts, then the chori you're certainly going to be you're certainly going to be okay.
Does it say like shishamos on the packages or something? Like to tell you?
Some do. I think most don't. Some do. Most don't. Okay.
So what do we do actually,
Lemaisa, we're machmir.
Ashkenazim are machmir in 26 hours.
Yeah,
but you have to do hadacha and other stuff.
Like so that's a good question. Let's not ask it in that way though. Let's not ask it in that way.
All right, we'll ask it in a different way.
We're gonna ask it in a different way. Where? Can I have another safer here? Here, this one.
Lemaisa, I have pizza today. I want to eat it afterwards.
Yeah, well, there's no aged cheese on it.
No, but still, like, do you need hadacha? Can you
do okay. So now comes a different question. We just said that you need kinuach, netilas sedayim, and hadacha. Let's say it's 3 hours later. Can I now not eat fleishiks until I do kinuach, netila, or hadacha? Or is it just a halacha if I want to eat it right away? But at a certain point, if tomorrow, I eat it for dinner. I ate for dinner kinuach, netila, pizza, and now I didn't do kinuach, netila, or hadach, and I wake up in the morning. Do I have to do that before I could have salami for breakfast?
I think there's.
I don't know. Let's see what happens. That's the question. So there is a minhag that exists, and it's based on this bir hagra. This bir hagra is very, very important. The Gra says,
next page.
The Gra is on Vav. It's actually earlier. It's actually on earlier, but it might be Nogeya here as well. You know what? We don't need to see it. We can see it in the Gra. We can see it. The Shach quotes it in Tez Zayin. That's easier. Shach says, because of the Sefer Mitzarif L'Chachma, let's see it inside the Gra. The Gra it's on page 2. The Bira Gra is in Vav. Toward the top of the page. We're going to leave out for a moment what the Gra is trying to explain in that particular sif. But he quotes a Zohar. Says Benuya Devi Azar Parash Mishpatim, the Koman the Achal Hai Michla Kichada, Obishaita Khada, Obisudasa Khada. He says that you cannot eat meat and milk together as one in 1 hour in one meal. In 1 hour in one, or one meal.
Kabbalah?
This, it is Kabbalah.
Do we know, like, what it, does it give it to?
Wait, this is or and?
Or and? I don't know what you're talking about.
Saying, is it like you can't eat it in 1 hour in one meal, you know, like, or
essentially? Any of these things.
Any of these things.
Any of these things. Meaning.
People do that, don't they?
I don't know what people do. Just hold on a second. Hold on a second. So, what the. But, because again, the question is, if I have a milchiks, if I have a milchiks meal, and then I'm in the, sitting in the same meal, can I do kinuach, metila, and hadaka? Can I now have fleishiks in the same meal? Based on what we've said until now?
Yes.
Of course.
According to Zohar, you can.
What's the problem? Zohar says no. Zohar would say if it's still the same meal, that's considered to be, the Torah saying, that's considered to be eating them together. The Zohar also there says, which is important, that it is Shachada, which sounds like in the same hour. That seems to be the basis that some people have, and there's a minhag that there are definitely people that have, if you ever heard of this, of waiting half an hour after eating milchiks, before eating fleishiks. There's no source in Gemara or anything like that for such a concept. We saw actually the opposite. If we've been in a chomabikorin and the basar gvina, just need to have these things. So why would there be? Where would this halacha come from? So this minhag seems to be mevusas on the Zohar. The Zohar says an hour. So then there, the chora assuming that didn't mean literally an hour. It means an hour can just mean sort of in at the same time together. It's most of an hour, whatever the svar is. But and there are those that seem to have a minhag to wait an hour.
Mamish.
And that seems to be based. That seems to be based on this as well. So again, me'ikar hadin. It seems to be accepted to be machmir for the Zohar about eating them in one meal. That seems to be muskum. That in one meal we're not going to allow a person to have fleishiks and milchiks, and that's considered to be eating them together. Whether that extends, so that seems to be a bit of a tumult in the poskim. But some suggest that even for those who are mekel, meaning they don't have a problem eating them with, there's no shir hamtana, maybe that's the shir where you don't need to do anymore any of these things before having fleishiks. Meaning, if I have milchiks right now and I want to eat fleishiks later, and I'm not doing it right away, it's an hour and a half, it's 2 hours later, do I have to do kinuach, netilah, hadacha? So those that suggest that no. That's what the Zohar is sort of saying, that it's over at that period of time. After an hour has passed, you don't have to be concerned anymore. These little pieces that are left have been taken care of, and you don't have to worry. Now, if you feel something there, then obviously you have to do kinuach and hadacha. You have to get rid of it. But b'stam, if I go to sleep at night after having milchiks, and I wake up in the morning, I want to have fleishiks for breakfast, and more time has passed than I would even wait between fleishiks and milchiks, we don't go, oh, you didn't do kinuach hadacha netila. No, kinuach hadacha netila are a way of making the process go faster, speeding it up. Good, of speeding it up. That seems to be, again, this very nice sefer, and help the Basar B'chol from Hofstadter, the son of the one who runs Deer Shoe. So he brings for both, you know, hint in shal, achar achilas gvina. You don't have to do it anymore. What's that based on? There's another svara backing this up as well, but maybe part of it is based on the Zohar. Then he says it's not so clear. But again, the kulei alma, everybody will agree that if you feel some sort of cheese in your mouth, then you have to do something. What do you do? We have a solution. You do kinuach, hadacha, and then the tefillah sedayim. You wash your hands. And then you move on with your life, but this is by the soft or the non-aged cheese, the standard cheese. I do think, and I'm not 100% sure about this. There are cheeses where you have kind of a suffix, whether it's a gvina kasha or not. I don't know. To me, I don't think you have to be. Again, if you feel it, I guess like the sharpness, and it feels like they, I don't eat aged cheese. Nothing. There's nothing to do with the kashrus. No, it's not halacha. This is purely taste. I don't enjoy any cheese that's not melted across the board. I don't eat any. I just don't. That's my thing. So it doesn't work for me. But so it's not a halacha thing, so I can't fully relate to this. But if you feel the sharpness as it would be by the, we'll call them the fancier cheeses, then the floor you have to wait. But let's say you don't know how long the cheese was aged for, and it doesn't necessarily feel particularly sharp, I would assume that we suffic, you can be makil here. The whole thing is a chumrah of the Ramah, built on top of. I don't know that you have to be. I don't think that we would say that we suffic, even though it's a davar sheish lo matir. I don't think that you need to be. You need to be machmir. But that's the basic idea when it comes to milk and then meat. Again, so there shouldn't be any major surprises in anything that we said. The biggest chiddush is that there are people, and he brings this down as well, that if you know that you have this family minhag of waiting half an hour, there is such a legitimate minhag, and you should stick to it. Without such a minhag, then you can just rely on kinuach matilah hadacha. Shouldn't be in the same meal. We do accept the Zohar in terms of that. We don't think that l'chatchila you should make a bracha achrona just to be able to eat. That might be a bracha shein etzricha. But when you're making a bracha achrona anyway, and then you want to have fleishik right afterwards, then that would not be a problem. If they're quick.
Yeah, I just don't understand. So kinuach hapeh and hadacha, like practically speaking.
Yes.
Okay, let's say I have pizza.
Yes.
And now, like, I'm hungry, and there's like whatever in Eagle, they have the chop dishes.
Okay.
So, like, practically speaking, you can't just like take water in your mouth, like spit it out, and that's good enough.
No, you also need to do
check. That would be hadacha.
That would be good enough for hadacha.
So
that goes. My mind is bring down. If you still on the shach, the order doesn't matter. The shachar sounds like what? It does say that. That's the order of the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look at, I think there was a Shach. Yeah, the Shach in Yud Aleph writes, "V'sarach l'kaneach b'yod yechav v'kosva goes my manios b'shem Aram she'en tzarach l'daktik b'kinuach pevedacha elad eze mehem she'yir tzayachtim." The order is not makar. You have to do both of them, but you don't have to do them in a specific order. And then you have to eat something parav.
No, but that's the thing, because It's like it can't be too hard, it can't be too soft.
Most things, again, once it's vehicle stuff, you don't know that it's a problem, then you can assume that it's okay.
I'm saying, so most things are fine?
Yeah, that's what it says.
So what's Medafka not fine? Fruits, I guess?
Fruit? No, vegetables.
Is an apple soft?
An apple's not soft. I don't know, you have to.
So, like, let's say pretzels, par pretzels.
Pretzels would be fine.
And how many do you have to have? Like, it's so out here.
A little bit.
I don't know, like, a bagel is a bagel big?
A bagel's good.
Yeah.
Does the cheese have to be
if
sharp?
It's not a bagel chip.
As in, like, does the cheese have to be sharp due to the aging process, or can it be like, for example, if I cook cheese and I infused it with garlic and now it's very sharp?
I don't think that's cheese sharpness. If the cheese gets sharp on it from the, I think it has to be from the aging.
What about harif items?
Like what?
What about onions?
What about the onion that was cut with a? No, we don't assume that the harif goes that far. Can you go right there?
Check your teeth?
No.
That's a fair question. No,
you should check your teeth anyway.
If you find something in your teeth, you have to take it out. You cannot have to check your teeth.
But do you feel it or something?
Yep.
What if you can't get it out?
What?
What if you can't get it out? So you never had a situation where like stuck? That's how you floss, basically?
I don't know what kind of muscles are getting stuck in your mouth that you can't get out. If you know that it's there, you cannot have it.
No one's ever had like feeling like something in your mouth.
No, I'm not saying the pole. No poles now. Right there.
Hadacha,
you do not have to swallow. Kinuach, the poskim, you do have to swallow. You do have to swallow. Just chewing something like a vegetable, something that's hard, and the pretzel or whatever it is you're chewing, it also requires swallowing, which makes sense. If you understand that it's that area like above the base of Belia, you want to get also, and that's only going to happen when you swallow. It's also presumably a Baal Kashrus issue to use food and then waste the food in or gizayin ochen to only use the food as a cleaning agent. Last question on this, and let's get to Basar.
What if you don't eat anything far? You get away with your time.
So that's what he's assuming. He's assuming that based on the Zohar, once you get to, it's certainly an hour, maybe even a half an hour, then you can, unless you feel something, you can assume that it's out.
So what is it? Is it half an hour?
I don't know. He brings down post notes in both ways.
Just be mad. Okay.
I'm saying, like, what would you say?
What would I say? I would say that I think after a half an hour you can be making. If you don't feel the cheese there, if you feel the cheese there, then you should do kinoch
hanadocha. 20 minutes is a problem.
They threw a beer me out of the base measures for asking questions like this.
Yeah.
So Chazal say 50 amos. Well, what if it goes 1 foot in and 1 foot out?
I'm just wondering. Is it like on the dot, or is it like
no? But I've been trying to. Yeah, weiter. Weiter. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So now we did milk and then meat. Now we need to do meat and then milk. Now we only have one source in Shas for the amount of time that you have to wait between meat and milk, and that's the story of Marukva. That's it. We know from Rav Chista and our Gemara that there's an Isser, but in terms of any sugya to figure out how long you're going to have to wait, the only source that we have is the story of Marukva. Now, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, so what would we say based on what we know? After I eat meat, how long till I can eat cheese? Yeah,
6 hours.
6 hours. Okay. Why would you say 6 hours?
Because we saw this as the Gemara.
The Gemara. We're learning the Shulchan Aruch now. What did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara. Yeah.
Sudafriti.
So now we know that you have to wait to Sudafriti. So now the question is going to be, how do we define Sudafriti? So how many shitas did we see in terms of defining Sudafriti?
Two.
Two? Three? So what are the three?
Is Tosfos. We said all you have to do is start a new meal. And you can just...
Rabinatam. You're referring to Rabinatam, right?
Rabinatam
and Tosfos. Right? Right?
Like remove the table, bench, and then...
Basically, you don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then we saw the Rambam.
Kamosh.
Yeah.
And what
does that say?
A rush.
Six what?
Like six.
Well, the rush.
Six
right. Oh, okay. So you weren't doing a bit of time. You were talking about Tosos. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait, Tosos, let's do that stuff.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Tosos on our page. Tosos on our page says next. Next. As soon as you finish, right? Right, or. Akashabir. After your meal is over, then the next time you have a meal. Rabbeinu Tam said in Tosos on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, you don't have to wait at all. You don't have to wait at all. Right, that was Rabbeinu Tam over there. And then we have, you can call it the rush, we have the variations, but they're all based on the same idea as the Rambam, of assuming that you're waiting the su'uda le su'uda, from one meal to the next. So if we're putting the Shulchan Aruch together, we should see yes.
I thought he said,
Kinuach HaNadacha.
It's good enough.
Right, you do Kinuach HaNadacha and you don't have to wait.
But you still have to do Kinuach HaNadacha. It wasn't
right, I mean, this thing, number three, no waiting period. There's no standard waiting period. No standard waiting period. So the Shulchan Aruch, again, it's hard for us to decipher how you're going to pick the Shitas. I think we could have a little bit of an idea that if the Rush and the Rambam both say something close to 6 hours. The Rush doesn't say explicitly 6 hours, but he says the time from the morning Seuda to the afternoon Seuda, something along those lines, that was probably how the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin. Because again, we pointed out last time that there are three major poskin that the Shulchan Aruch was looking at, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. And those are the poskin that, and when it was a majority paskin in one way, that was usually how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Zif Aleph. Ocha basar, if you want to eat meat, afila shachaya v'of, even of a chaya oaf where it's only d'rabbanan, lo yocha v'ina acharav, you cannot have cheese afterwards, ad sheyishaha sheish sha'os. So not surprisingly, the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam and the Rush, and it's a majority of the Rishonim, that you have to wait 6 hours. Bafilu im shaha kashir, and even if you waited the 6 hours, im yesh basar ben ashinayim, If you then find meat after the 6 hours tucked in your teeth, tzarech asiro, you have to take it out. Like Rashi, good. V'haloish latinok, and if you just chew it and you don't swallow it, tzarech lahamtin,
like the Rambam.
Good. So again, Shulchan Aruch, you know, Paskin's like two things. He says, remember that we saw that the Tur was the one who put these nafkaminas together of Rashi and the Rambam, and the Tur said we should be machmir for both. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's as well. So we are machmir for the Svara of Rashi and the Svara of the Rambam, and we also are machmir for the Shita, or not machmir, we Paskin, like the Shita of the Rambam and the Rush, and the majority of the Rishon, that when Marukta says that you don't eat from one Suda to the next Suda, it's talking about the normal Sudas that they had, which was Achas B'Shachris, Achas B'Arvis, one in the morning and one in the evening. They were about 6 hours apart.
Yeah, if one tastes like the chicken soup raw.
We'll get the details now. Let's get the details. Okay. So that's the Mechaber. So the Mechaber is very easy for us to understand. Nothing surprising there. Again, details we'll get to, but nothing on the surface surprising. Says the Ramah, interesting. He gets a chumra from the Ran and says that if you do find meat and you're gonna take it out because that's how we're paskening, at that point you should also do hadacha. Why? Again, I guess once you find that there's something there, as an extra bonus step, you should wash out your mouth. Okay.
Does it mean matzah, though? Does that mean that he's sort of implying you should check?
No.
Like, if you find meat when you were looking for it?
No. Meaning if you find when you weren't looking for it. V'yesh omrim, and there are those that say, de'ein tzrinchin lahamtin sheisha'os, rak miyad im sile gubirech berkos hamazon mutter, al yidei kinuach v'hadocha. That if you wait, I'm sorry, you don't have to wait 6 hours, but as soon as you remove the table and you bench, it's mutter, you just have to do kinuach and hadacha.
Sounds like Tosfos?
That is Tosfos. Now, Tosfos doesn't mention kinuach and hadacha, but it's obvious to Tosfos that if you go back to the Gemara previously, right, of kinuach and hadacha with the diyuk, from Igra, that by Basar, by Gvina, then Basar, you have to do Kinuach and Hadacha, there's no way Tosfos says that Basar and then Gvina could possibly be less. The Chiddush is that you have to clear it out, and you have to wait until the next meal. How long time-wise do you have to wait? Nothing according to what the Shulchan Aruch has said so far. Right? You just have to bench and clear the table.
You don't need to wash
shows. That's what the Mechaber says. The Ramah now writes, the Mechaber is clear. Again, for Svardim at this point, it looks like there is zero wiggle room. Svardim should be holding that you have to wait 6 hours. The Ramah now pipes up and says that there are those that say that you only have to wait, that you have to clear the table and bench. That minhag hapashah b'medinas elu, and the widespread minhag in Krakow, lahamten achar achilas basar, shua achas, v'ochen achar kach gvina. To wait 1 hour. Where does 1 hour come from? This is where the Vilna Gaon is talking about when he mentions the Zohar that we saw before. It's on this, and then the Chiddush is that, what does that extend in both directions? When the milk is first also. But that's based on the Zohar, and this is taking shua achadah seriously. Take Shah Khadu seriously, and you cannot, and therefore you have to wait 1 hour. So again, the 1 hour Shita seems to be saying, because we didn't see 1 hour in the Rishonim.
It's the Dutch people.
We didn't, 1 second. 1 hour did not appear in the Rishonim. So how did the Ramah get to 1 hour? So now we understand. Meikar Hadin, he's passing like
Tosfos.
You don't have to wait at all. You just have to bench. And do Kinuach and Hadacha.
Passing like them, or
he
just quotes them.
Who? He's certainly saying that it's a widespread minhag, and he's going to tell us what he prefers in the end. But right now he's saying the widespread minhag, and it doesn't sound like it's a bad minhag, meaning he's not saying no one of these people or anything else. He's explaining that, again, the only way this can work is if you paskin like Tosfos, and then you add on to Tosfos what the Gra quotes from the Zohar. Meaning, how do you get to that 1 hour? Well, l'chora, you still need kinuah ben hadafa. L'chora, you still need kinuah ben hadafa. And that's why he now adds, So he says, but you understand that I'm not paskening like some sheet that 1 hour is enough. I'm really paskening like Tosfos. That's why if you're going to wait 1 hour, it only works if you bench. If you don't bench, if I want to have a meal on Shabbos, I want to have a meal on Shabbos according to I'm from the Minhag HaPashut people. And I finish eating the challah at 1 o'clock. And then we sit around schmoozing for 1 hour. And then I want to serve, coffee with milk for dessert at 2:15. I waited 1 hour and 15 minutes. There was no plishik. We ate our dessert. We had some wine, so we have kinuach and hadaka. Am I allowed to do that? Says the Rambam, absolutely not.
No,
absolutely not. Why? Because that's suda. That's suda achas. That's not suda cheres. And that's how Tosfos is saying that. That's what the Marukva understood. That was the gedah that the Rabbanan put in place. The gedah that Rabbanan put in place was not about waiting a certain amount of time, but it was about making sure that basar and kvina do not appear in the same meal. And therefore, you have to wait until Seuda Acharis. And there is no way within the same meal to be able to do it. Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been quoting a lot of stuff about saying that it's after benching, but what would these opinions hold about not eating basar during a meal? If you have basar and not be eating meal.
What do you mean? Oh, regularly? Yeah. Good. So says the look at the shach in vav. Says the shach in vav ubirat berkas hamazon near the mouth of basar below suuda. If you ate meat not in the context of a meal, you're just snacking in the kitchen and having some salami from the refrigerator, and then you want to have some milk afterwards or coffee with milk. Tzarot levarat bracha achron mikodem. You have to end the eating session. So again, they almost always ate bread. That was the staple. But for us, who are afraid of benching and afraid of gluten and the calories and things like that, so we don't bench as frequently. So for us, you have to say bracha achrona. That's the equivalent of seuda achriti. So again, at this point,
still wait 1 hour.
Yeah, Tosfos, he's assuming, again, he's explaining, the way the Rama sounds like, just putting the Rama together right now, he sounds like, me'ikir ha'din, he's willing to say like Tosfos. Again, the Mechaber was only willing to quote the Shita of 6 hours. The Rama sounds like he is satisfied with paskening like Tosfos, but he's concerned, but he says that the common minhag was to, well, we will describe it, add to Tosfos the Zohar, and therefore to wait 1 hour. But he doesn't want anybody to make a mistake. He doesn't want anybody to make the following mistake. For those that are waiting 6 hours, do they need to do kinuach and hadacha? So there's no mention of it in the Mechaber. It sounds like not. It sounds like once that time has passed, then the kinuach and hadacha is a way to speed things up. But once 6 hours have passed, you don't have to do kinuach and hadacha. So you might think, oh, once I'm building in a waiting period, maybe that takes care of everything. And the same way that after 6 hours you don't need kinuach and hadacha, so if after 1 hour you don't need kinuach and hadacha, that's where the Rama is being very, very careful to say no. Because the main shita that the 1 hour people are paskening like is really the shita of Tosfos that you don't have to wait at all, but you have to bench. So if you want to add to that the chumra of the Zohar, which is what the minhag seems to be, You can't negate the halacha because of that. You can't minimize the halacha. And the basic halacha requires ending that eating session, which is with a birkas hamazon or with a bracha achrona. Viter in the Rambam. Aber blo birkas hamazon mahani antonas shah. If ein chilek in himtin hashah kodem birkas hamazon or charkach. Okay, it doesn't matter what point you bench. It goes by the eating of the fleishiks. Bimatzav basa vein shinam achar hashah. So aruch lenakul asiro. And if you find meat after the 1 hour, you certainly have to take it out. V'yesh omrim, the ein levorat birkas hamazon amenas le'achol gvina. That's what I mentioned before. In the opposite direction, there are those that say that in terms of Hilchos Brachos, you should not bench when you're not ready to bench and you want to eat more, just in order that the benching should facilitate an ending of the meal, and now I can eat my my milchiks. Aval, I'm sorry.
You couldn't have had anything, so it could be in your stomach.
You're stuck. You can't have it in one meal. You can't play a game to have it in one meal. That's what he's saying.
But if you bench and then have it after, you're saying you can't do that either.
You can't, meaning if you decide, I want to serve, I'm a Shah Achas, person, I'm sitting around Shabbos and it's a long meal. Then we're going to say, look, I really want to have coffee and milk. I'm going to bench so I can serve everybody coffee and milk. That would be a problem. Masha ain't gain, if you bench and then you're sitting around, 5 minutes later in the living room talking more and someone goes, oh, I only wait an hour. Can I have a coffee and coffee and milk? Sure, you can have a coffee and milk. Because that wasn't why you benched. But you can't bench in order... Oh, so what if you... Okay, again, you can play games, obviously. But that's between you and God. But that's the presumption. Again, it's coming from a Hilchos Brachos standpoint. Maybe it's even coming from, well, if it's about ending the meal and you're only doing it to end the meal, then maybe that didn't end the meal. I mean, it could be it's even an Iker HaDin problem. That seems what the Vilna Gaon says. If on the go and ches, put God tozo shav im sile v'zein sile. Why is benching help? Benching helps because it's the end of the meal. It's removing of the table. It's showing that everything's done. So to bench and then continue the meal shows that your benching didn't serve the role that it's meant to play in the situation. So it may even be more than just a helpless brachos question. It may actually be a baser b'chalav question that you didn't do what was necessary. You had to end the meal. Benching to end the meal when you're not planning on ending the meal is not ending the meal.
Him saying the 1 hour thing is him saying, I do what we do in Krakow, but I said he was from whatever, and then waited 4 hours, he would have said that.
Let's see. Oh, so finishes the Ramah. Abel Ein Yuzar and Bazet. Okay, not sure what the people are not exactly careful about, which is not a good thing. The Yesh Medaptikim, and then there are those that are careful. Lahamtin Sheishos Achar Achingos Basar Gvina. Now those that are careful to wait 6 hours after Basar before Gvina, like what the Shulchan Aruch said, based on the Rambam, the Rosh, the majority of the Rishonim, V'chein Nachon La'asos. And that's the conclusion of the Ramah, that the proper minhag is to wait 6 hours. Says the Shach, V'chein Nachon La'asos. So it's proper to do. That's what the Ramah says. 1 second.
Over the 1 hour
Zohar. No, because he thinks that the proper is to be, we'll call it be machmir, because I'm not sure he's possibly make our din, otherwise we'd have probably the other ones, but to be machmir for the shitos of the majority of the Rishonim, the Rush, the Rambam, and others, that you're supposed to wait 6 hours. Says the Shach, very famous Shach, yes, the Chengaz Marshal, the Chenoy Lassos, the Chol Mi Sheyeshbo Reach Tchira. Anybody who even has a slight scent of Torah should wait 6 hours. That's what the Ramah writes. That's from the Shach, and that is.